ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdu wa thana'a lillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalam ala ashraf al-anbiya'i wal-mursaleen. Habib gulubina wa tabib nufusina abil qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad. Wa ala al-baytih al-tayyibin al-tahirin al-masumin al-mukarramin. Respected brothers and sisters, salamun alaykum. May you find this session of Sahifa Sajjadiyya in the best state of faith and health. May all of you are spending, inshallah, these days and nights in remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every little sign you see at every place here and there makes you remind Allah, makes you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, one of the greatest signs of the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the existence of the 14 Ma'sumin, the infallible Imams, and Lady Fatima al-Zahra, and the existence of course, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, the last messenger of Allah. And this day for us is a special day for those who are in Qum and for whoever that is in this world and has love and devotion for the family of the Holy Prophet, as it marks the day of Wafat of Lady Fatima Ma'suma, Salamullah Alayha, who blessed the city of Qom by her presence. Rather, I would say she blessed the entire Iran. Rather, I would say she blessed the entire region and entire world by her existence. May Allah allow us to know her better and to, inshallah, follow her as a leader in our life, inshallah. We've been talking about the 19th dua of Sahifa Sajjadiyya, when Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking for water during a drought, not only teaching us that during time of natural disasters and difficulties, you should be reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more and more. During the lunar or solar eclipse, there's prayers, there's a special salat. During all these disasters, there's a special salat so that it's a reminder for you that this earth and the life in this dunya will be marked with an end at some point or the other. Let's take a quick break, inshallah we'll be back shortly.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifa As-Sajjadiyya of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana, Rabbana.
All right, respected brothers and sisters, as we said, lunar eclipse, drought, earthquake, all of these are solar eclipse, you name it. All of these natural disasters, all of these signs here and there are remarkable moments for us to remember that the life on earth will come to an end, will be terminated. There's going to be a hereafter. There's going to be an end. That's why there's a salat, right, called Salat Ayat for when it comes to these moments. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is teaching us a dua when you're suffering from drought, right? And in the very beginning, he says, Allahumma asghin al-ghayth. وانشر علينا رحمتك بغيثك المغدغ من الصحاب المنساق لنبات أرضك المونغ في جميع الأفاق. And we talked about the fact that the motion of the sun and the moon is very important for us to understand. to think about it, right? That where are we exactly moving? Is this galaxy moving or not? Just contemplation on these little signs that we have is very important to increase and intensify that monotheism within us. The title that we want to talk about in this session is the lunar phase as one of those important moments as an establishment or as a preliminary step to understand the importance of this dua. Moving the sun, this immense sphere that is 1,200,000 times larger than the Earth, with such a precise movement in this boundless space is possible for no one except God, right? Whose power is above all the powers and whose knowledge and wisdom are infinite. The Holy Quran says, ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. Right? This entire universe, these precise movements of every particle, every planet, every star, right? In this celestial body, this is the measuring of the mighty, of the all-knowing God. The word manazil that we had in the previous, in the verse that was recited, وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا وَالْقَمَرَ قَدَّرْنَاهُ مَنَازِلَ حَتَّى عَدَكَ الْأُرْجُونِ الْقَدِيمِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and for the moon, we have decreed phases. What does manazil mean here? This refers to the 28 lunar phases or lunar mansions or phases that the moon travels through before its period of absolute darkness. Let's take another break. Stay tuned with us.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
Our respected brothers and sisters, talking about the lunar phase, when the month is exactly 30 days long, the moon is visible in the sky until the 28th night. On this 28th night, it appears as a very thin, yellowish, faint crescent, right? For the remaining two nights, it's not super-duper visible. Or this period is called Mahaq in Arabic, or the dark moon. In months that are 29 days long, the moon is usually visible until the 27th night, with the remaining two nights being the days or the nights of the dark moon. These lunar phases are extremely precise, and they're calculatable, right? That's why it's very important for us to do moon sighting when it comes to the month of Ramadan, per se. You know that, you know, there is a beautiful discussion going on here and there in the West, in the East, in every country, especially those who are adherent to performing the moon sighting, which is also a worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very recommended to do moon sighting. It's very highly mustahab, right? It's those days. They're very important. They're very calculatable to the point that the astronomers can predict them with great accuracy centuries in advance. That's how beautiful and precise this nature is, this creation is, the galaxy that we are in, the earth that we are dwelling on, all right, this temporary abode that we have is. Therefore, if we think about it, again, if we think about it precisely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings everything for us for a reason. Even a drought is a reminder, and we need to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for in every moment of these hardships and tribulations. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد